Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show. Thanks for being part of the program. 844-766-6607 is Matthew, Matthew James, tax hotline. All right, let's jump gears, folks. Everybody knows how important the trucking industry is. We know that the cheaper they can do it, the cheaper they can deliver food. They deliver the products and services that we enjoy. We're joined by Michael Kochowski. He is joining us. He is an owner and co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking. Michael, how you doing, sir? Hold up. Hold up, Michael. Are you there? All right, I got you now, Mike. I'm sorry. We missed the button. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Moon, thank you for having me on your show. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. So, you know, I'm always interested in business and trucking companies and things of that nature. And I was kind of floored a little bit with the subject because I'm sitting here going, you guys can't work on your own trucks. The government's got that. So talk about what y'all going through that is making it life tough on you guys when y'all already got to pay the diesel and everything else going on.
Yeah, so we are doing, number one, we have all our costs have skyrocketed, especially repair costs, on the road costs. To give you an idea, when we go to a dealer, they charge us $185 to say $226 per hour. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have no choice to repair our own trucks, you know what I mean? We're not gonna make it.
But what do you mean? You can't repair your own trucks? Explain that to me, because that sounds foreign to me. You can't. You got a truck and you can't repair it yourself.
So you can repair it, but they're hiding things. So the number one big issue that we have with I'm sorry, there's an echo on my phone. The number one issue we have with is the DPF system, which was put in by the EPA to help less put pollution into the air, particulates, et cetera. And that system is very well guarded by the OEMs, the manufacturers. And to get that access to that equipment is difficult. You have to have a trucking company. You have to pay for a license. You have to have equipment and all this stuff like this, and they want to take that away from us. I mean, the biggest issue is that we're overregulated here in the trucking industry, and we need less of this red tape, because the trucking industry is too expensive, and we need to save money to pass down to the end user, the consumer. And imagine if you're owner-operator, you have your own truck. Mm-hmm. And something goes wrong, and you have to show up at the dealer, and they say, okay, listen, it's $280 just to do a diagnostic, and we haven't fixed anything. Mm-hmm. How are you supposed to support your family and continue trucking?
Yeah, that's what blows my mind. So you're telling me there's certain things you can't fix because it's coming from the dealer or the parts place or something. You got to do it a certain way. Certain people have to do it for you. Is that kind of the problem?
Correct, especially with the DPF system.
Yeah.
It's very complicated, and you have to go to the dealer, you have to do maintenance. You know, just to give you an idea, a well-rounded truck driver, right, okay, must be able to make repairs on the road because things break. If sure. We break in Milner or Wyoming or somewhere like that, we break an airline. They have to fix it, you know, a brake chamber, which is the part that pushes in the brakes. Replace that, lights, replace coolant, hoses like this. So you want to be able to, so let's say you have a malfunction with the BPF system. You want to be able to fix it to continue going, because let's say you break in the middle of nowhere, our option is going to be to tow to a dealer.
Yeah.
And then at dealer's mercy to fix it. And then there's been multiple times that I've had trucks at dealers and they were broken. They got their own warranty. And the dealer replaced everything in the kitchen sink, and it still didn't run.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
which is crazy.
You, I'm looking at this thing. The EPA, I'm trying to get the EPA and the Trump administration involved in this. What are you trying to get them to do that could help the trucking companies. What is the proposal? What are y'all trying to get them to do or make a ruling on?
No. So it's a great question. And the EPA and the White House came up with a law called the Freedom to Fix. So you can fix your own equipment, and the manufacturers and the OEMs have to provide the necessary tools, the programs, the access to fix our own equipment. You know what I mean? And what this is going to do is it's going to lower the cost of you know, living and cost of goods, because if we could save money fixing these trucks and rolling down the roll, we don't have to push that to the consumer, the end user, the American people.
Well, no, I understand that, but what do you want the Trump and the EPA to do? Because I know they are doing something, Mike, that helps you. What are you trying to get them to do? And do they have to pass a law? Can they just make a ruling from the EPA? I mean, how does that work?
Well, this freedom to fix is already happening. And there's a whole bunch of things happening with the truckers, again, the Bill of Rights and all this stuff. And all this is to help truckers, because we're overregulated, and then they're deregulating some regulations too, which is crazy, because these regulations are put in place to make it better. But how about this? If it doesn't make it better and slows down a trucker, costs more money, then it's not a good regulation. Okay. And when we have regulations, nobody kicks them out. And finally, you know, Trump's administration, Lee Zeland, Sean Duffley are tackling these issues to get trucking moving again.
So are they getting ready to make a ruling for y'all? Or is just something they're getting ready? Because I noticed that President Trump and them would like to make sure you guys can keep moving. Because like I said, it's already expensive moving products and services now. With the price of diesel and other things of that nature. So what are they moving on this now? Is this something they're going to come out with soon? Is they got to go through Congress? How does that work?
No, it's already happening, and the multiple laws already passed. For example, the DPF system, they changed the parameters, because let me give you an example. If we had a malfunction with a DPF system and we're going down the highway at 65 miles an hour, it'll put us in a derate mode. So we'll go from 65 miles to 5 miles an hour. That's not going to give us time to get off the highway safely. And let's say we find a shop 5 miles away. We could only go 5 miles max down the highway to get repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed the parameters. We can't go D-rate. They changed the D-rates to do more gradually down and completely to D-rate to 5 miles an hour. You can do 4,000 miles. So let's say we leave Chicago and go to California and back. That would give us enough miles that we could go California and back to our main shop here in Illinois.
Sure.
And get it fixed. You know, these burdensome regulations make it harder for truckers to do their job while the government, you know, allowing these bad actors to do business. And what they're doing is reversing that with bad actors to make it more easier for truckers to do their job and fix their trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the truck companies are small companies, but the bigger truck companies, I would always think they would have mechanics and people on hand to fix things like that. Small trucking company maybe not, but a big one should. Or I would think they do.
They do, and then there's also another part. When you buy a truck, let's say from Volvo, you have to buy the OEM parts, right?
Sure.
And then also, truckers are buying aftermarket parts. A lot of these aftermarket parts are just as good or better. Let me give you an example. Let's say we break up like a skirt on the side of the truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Volvo's skirts are made in China. The OEM skirts are made in China. And maybe there's like a little bit less quality, but the skirt from the OEM is $2,000, and I could buy the aftermarket one for $800. Which one am I going to buy?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The cheaper one.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, it's amazing though. It's amazing though. You got to go. I understand some of it, what they're trying to do, but boy, that's a lot of red tape for companies that are just trying to make a living.
Too much red tape, and especially for owner operators. You know, guys with one, two single trucks, trying to feed their family, they have expenses. They have to pay their bank note, fuel, insurance, permits, ELD. You know, it's ridiculous. And then on top of this, they want to burden you with all this and saying you can't fix your truck for all these regulations, that the OEM and manufacturers will make more money.
Yeah. I understand why things are done in businesses. They want you to keep coming back to them. They make money that way. So I get it. But what you're talking about is more these smaller trucking companies who need to get something fixed, get on the road, and then they'll get back and fix it. But a company that has a lot of trucks, they probably got their own mechanics that could probably do most of the work themselves.
Yeah, but this also goes for farmers. When you're a farmer,
yeah,
you don't take your equipment to get fixed at a shop. You fix it yourself.
Correct.
You know, your tractor machine breaks down in the middle of the field. What are you going to do? You can't tow it. So it's kind of going across the whole spectrum from smaller carriers, medium carriers, larger carriers, farmers. It's going to have a big impact, which would be, I think, a great thing.
Yeah, the farmer, and like you said, a farmer in the field, those guys, and I got family members that are farmers, those guys have had to spend a lot of days and nights working on tractors and trailers and trucks and everything else to make sure they move, because there was nobody. It's not like you pick up the phone and call a doctor for a house call back in the day. They had to learn how to fix all that stuff because it was so expensive. So, all right. Well, anything else you want to add to what you talked about?
No, I think we covered everything.
All right. Well, look, thank you. I appreciate it. I thought it was an interesting topic in the fact that trucking and it's a big business, and it moves everything in this country, and it's important that you guys can do it affordable so it can be a little better on this consumer.
Thank you for your support.
Yes, sir. God bless. Thank you. All right. We got to take a break. More to come. Jason Isaac coming out of the bottom of the hour. American Energy. Don't go. Talking about AIs. You people don't know about AIs. China. We'll be talking about coming out of the 11:30 hour. We'll take a break. Be back. You're listening to the Moon Perform Show. Have you recently cut a large check to Uncle Sam? How did that feel? If you're looking for a way to reduce your tax bills next year, especially if you're paying $100,000, $500,000, even more annually, listen closely. There are strategies used by the top 1% that can significantly reduce your tax burden. There are the same little known provisions in the tax code that ultra wealthy individuals and even members of Congress use. At Matthew James Tax Pros in Lafayette, they specialize in helping high income earners like business owners, physicians, attorneys, contractors, and those in the oil and gas industry keep more of what they earn. If you're tired of writing 6 or 7 figure checks to the IRS, they'll show you strategies that could cut your taxes sometimes by half or even more. Call us today at 337-895-0TAX. That's 337-895-0829, or visit MatthewJamesTaxPros.com. Take control of your taxes. Start today to make next April a lot less painful. Every tax situation is unique and tax savings may vary.
At FMOL Health, we're leaning into our Franciscan Missionaries of Our Lady heritage. A connected team, standing not in the spotlight, but in the quiet moments, the hardest times, we teach, heal, pray, and laugh. We do all things with great love. Across our system, we share one belief. Providing the best care possible isn't a job. It's our calling. FMOL Health. This is how we help care.
Hi, Mrs. Fontenot. J&J Exterminating is here to help.
We first noticed something when the
bug started biting before you even turned the grill on?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and this is where
the toy truck collects enough rainwater for the mosquitoes to move in?
Yeah, Robbie used to love the
Mega Hauler 4000.
Exactly, until
the Mega Hauler 5000 All-Terrain Pro Max Ultra Deluxe Limited Collector's Edition.
Just be home by dinner.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.